Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hit the ball first time, and there it was in the back of the net.
Motivation, yeah. Motivation, motivation, the 3 M's.
That's perverse. In a football field, with kids watching.
Ladies and gentlemen, England will be playing 4-4-2.
Take a penalty. 8-1. 8 bloody 1. I've just said to the colleague, referee's got me the sack. Thank him ever so much for that, won't you?
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Touchline, and we're going to do something a little bit different this week. So we're going to do the introductions fairly quickly. On my virtual left, Dennis Hurley. How are you, Dennis?
I'm very well, thank you, David. Looking forward to this novel format.
And on my virtual right, Seb Patrick. Seb, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm looking forward to hearing how you've been doing as Nottingham Forest manager in our ongoing Somehow I Manage saga.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Right, we're not doing an opening question because we're doing 5 bloody rounds of questions. It's only a pub quiz, isn't it? Any listeners who have shipped over from one of my, I'm not going to say old podcasts, because the Football Fives, technically, we've never given in. We're just perpetually waiting for Dan Story to be free so we can start recording again. But we used to do pub quizzes over there every so often. They always went down very well. I've wanted to do one on here. We've had a funny couple of months because we're all three of us have been a bit all over the place. So we did the Billy the Fish. We're going to do this episode, which we hope you'll enjoy, and then we'll be into back to our sort of regular format with the next episode. And we've got some quite meaty stuff coming up. But yeah, so gentlemen. Pub quiz, how are we feeling?
Like I need more booze for it, to be honest, for it to be a genuine pub quiz environment.
Yeah. When we did these for the Football Fives, Chris Knee used to make a point of being leathered.
It's the only way to do a pub quiz. Mm-hmm. I really hope there's a drawing round.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. A raffle.
Right, what we're going to do, first round is called Who Links? And this pub quiz has obviously got a little bit of a Beyond the Touchline flavour to it. So when I start asking questions, the format will become abundantly clear. But we're going to go in turn for the first couple of rounds. And I'm going to start with Seb, I think, because of the way the questions drop further on. There's a couple of tap-ins here. There's a couple of genius level answers, and there's a couple that I think you'll get, but I'm not sure. So, eyes down, look in, here we go. Seb, who links the Damned United, Greenock Morton, and Line of Duty?
Right, I've not seen all of Line of Duty. So, oh, hang on, is it Stephen Graham?
No, it's not. It's Martin Compston, who is Arnott, of course, John O'Hare in the Damned United, and who had
two appearances.
I completely
missed that Martin Compston was in the damn United, even when we did it.
Yeah, he was, so John O'Hare. He was one of the two signings. But yeah, and he made two appearances for Greenock Morton.
He's one of those actors. I can't get my head around the fact that he's Scottish because I only know him from Line of Duty.
But Adrian Dunbar said in an interview that he even stays in the like the southeast accent when they're not filming. But then if they go out for a few beers at around 12 or 1 in the morning, the Scottish accent starts creeping back in.
You'd have to stay in that accent though, wouldn't you? Because
you really would, like, yeah.
I'm not going to throw them over for good reason because a couple of them are
Martin Compston.
Too late, Dennis. Okay. Seb will know this one immediately, but I think Dennis will get it as well, to be fair, too.
So basically, you're giving me a few answers and I have to only connect them. Is that right?
If only I was that intelligent, Dennis, to be honest with you. And in fact, what an idea that would have been. I may have to write that down for a future one. But who links IFK Holmsund in Sweden to Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties, and X-Men The Last Stand?
Unfortunately, I have no idea.
It is. Seb, out of interest, do you know?
My guess would be, just purely because of the football connection to X-Men The Last Stand, would be Vinnie Jones.
Yeah, he spent 1986 in Sweden with Holmsund and actually won, I think it was their equivalent of the championship with them. He was a voice in Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties, and of course in the X-Men he was, Seb, say the line.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Exactly. They do get slightly easier, but there are a couple of harder ones later on. Seb, who links Basic Instinct 2 to Real Oviedo?
Stan Collymore.
Correct. We have our first point on the board. Dennis, who links Bonnie Rigg Rose, James Bond, and Matt Busby?
Sean Connery.
Correct. Do you know the story?
He had trials with Manchester United.
Yeah, well, he was a really, really good player for Bonnie Rigg Rose in his day. And Matt Busby came personally to scout a different player and ended up, when the game finished, offering Connery a contract. But he decided not to because he was already, I think he was already 24, 25 at the time and wanted to go into acting. And the rest, as they say, is history. Seb, who links Northampton Town, Nottingham Forest, Leicester City, and Doctor Who?
Matt Smith?
Yes, had trials at all of them.
I knew Northampton. I didn't actually know the other two. Northampton must have been the one where he got the furthest, maybe. I don't know. But
yeah, though I think didn't he get a bad injury or something? That's why he's...
It was just injury, ended his football career really young. I mean, because he was only, I think he was about 28 when he got cast as the Doctor. I remember being furious because he was about a month older. I think he is a month older than me, basically. I say was, like the distance changes over time, although he is a Time Lord. But yeah, that's why there is an episode in his first series where the Doctor plays football. The Doctor lodges with a character played by a rarely not that annoying James Corden, and goes and plays for his Sunday league team and is brilliant because Matt Smith was really good at football.
Dennis, who links Arsenal to Gladiators and Live from Studio 5?
Oh, that's kind of a shitty one.
It's, I tell you, when you hear the answer, you'll go, oh, yeah. Arsenal, Gladiators, Live from Studio 5. I'll give you a clue. For those of you who know your Live from Studio 5 presenters, it's not Melinda Messenger.
Unfortunately, that's of little use to me. I'm just going to guess Shadow from Gladiators.
No, Ian Wright. Ian Wright presented Gladiators for one of the... I think it was a doomed,
he did the
two-year
Sky
reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad, the Sky version. I forgot about that.
And then he was the original presenter of the Channel 5's One Show equivalent, live from Studio 5 with Melinda Messenger, and then had a horrific fallout with Jane Middlemiss, if memory serves. Seb, who links Escape to Victory, Hot Shot, and diamonds made from human hair?
When you say Hot Shot, to what are you referring?
The film.
Right, not the comic then.
No. Escape to Victory, Hot Shot, and diamonds made from human hair.
I'm going to say John Wark.
No. It was Pelé. Obviously, an Escape to Victory. Hot Shot is the Nazzle film. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's got Mario Van Peebles in it, where he's sort of takes a young player under his wing. Of course, the player ends up scoring the winning goal with an overhead kick at the end. And Pelé, semi-famously, will advertise anything. And at one point was charging thousands for diamonds made with partly made with his hair. Which is just absolutely classic Pelé, isn't it, really?
Should be pearls, really, shouldn't it?
You concede all why Seb said John Moore, can't you, like, with that lustrous moustache?
Yeah, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. Dennis, who links Mean Machine to 963 appearances for Man United?
Okay, see, I'd have probably said Vinnie Jones, just because that's all I know about Mean Machine. 963 for Man United, surely it's Ryan Giggs?
Correct. Ryan Giggs has a very small cameo in Mean Machine as a prison guard. Just after the prisoners score, I don't know what goal, first, second, third, fourth, it cuts to a prison shot and Ryan Giggs is playing one of the guards. Seb, who links Goal 2, Living the Dream, to Pepsi, Brill Cream, Intimately Yours, H&M, and Meiji Chocolate Biscuits?
It's got to be David Beckham.
Correct.
You said Brill Cream, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have also had in that list Vodafone, Sainsbury's, Samsung, Aqua Power, and various others.
Adidas?
Yeah, Adidas, of course. Dennis, who links Sunderland, St Johnstone, Rangers, and a shot at glory?
Ali McCoist.
Correct. So, we finished there actually with Seb leading 4-3. So at one point, I was getting deeply worried that you weren't going to get any of them at one point, so I'm quite pleased with how that's turned out.
I was deeply worried that you weren't going to be keeping the scores, actually, because I wasn't paying attention.
Well, don't worry, one of our listeners will tell me if I've got that wrong. It has happened in a Football Fives quiz before, believe me.
Is it not actually 3-3?
Is it 3-3? Have I got it wrong already?
I know I sound like I'm a sore loser, but I think Seb got Collymore, Matt Smith and David Beckham right, and he got Warwick and Compston wrong. Or Pelé and Compston wrong.
Yeah, correct, actually. Sorry, Seb. It's 3-3.
So 4-3 for me for pointing that out.
Round 2, I will warn you, Seb, will play a little bit more into Dennis's hands. And for that, I apologise. But we're going with sponsors. So you need to name the club from the sponsors I'm going to give you. We're going to go in turn again. The last one, if you can jump in before I get to the last one, I will give you 2 points. 1 point if I go all the way through, because the last one really is the one that gives it away. But please note, these aren't in order, and I have excluded some of the really obvious ones to make it interesting. We'll go with Dennis.
Yeah, I'm just going to go on historicalkits.co.uk there. Just
how dare you? That's the sort of thing you do quietly, Dennis. You don't announce it. Dennis.
Yeah.
Donatello's. British Caledonian.
Brighton Hove Albion.
Correct. 2 points for Dennis. Seb. Toshiba. Beko. FX Pro.
Watford.
Correct. Excellent. Excellent reply. Dennis. Reg Vardy.
Sunderland.
Correct. Oh, come on. That was easy.
It was. Seb. Tekka. Bwin. Fly Emirates. And the last one.
AC Milan.
Incorrect.
Oh, Real shit. Madrid. Real Madrid, isn't it?
Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Did you get that, Dennis?
Yeah, Tekka was the giveaway, but in fairness to Seb, they did both have
Fly Emirates. Yeah. They've both had Fly Emirates for about 3 or 4 years now, Dennis.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
So in kit terms, that's like 12 or 15 kits each.
Yeah, so, pretty much. Yeah.
Dennis, RFW, Red Kite, netflights.com, and the last one, Top
Leeds
Man.
Leeds United.
Yes, Leeds United, but I did get to the last one, so I'm going to be fair to Seb and only give you a point for that.
That's all right.
Seb, Philips, First Advice, Saab, Thomas Cook.
Manchester City.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, do you know, I thought Man City after First Advice, but I didn't know the others.
What do you think was the last one there?
Brother?
Had to be. Dennis. Motta.
AC Milan.
Correct.
Oh.
Correct. It would be a disgrace if you didn't do well in this round, though, Dennis. You might get kicked off this podcast, in fairness.
Yeah, I am feeling under sufficient pressure to do well.
Seb.
Just wait till we get to the Red Dwarf round.
Seb. NTL. Greenalls.
Newcastle?
Wonga. Yes.
Well done.
Dennis. Topps Tiles. Ind Cooper.
Leicester
LG.
City.
Correct. Oof. And Seb, last one for the sponsors round. Carling, Daffabet, Umbro, and then the last one, C.R. Smith.
Hang on, it's Celtic because Rangers
it
haven't
is.
Had Daffabet.
Excellent. 12-10 to Dennis after that round.
Ooh.
But I knew Dennis would sneak ahead. There are some coming up that I think are more in Seb's wheelhouse, to be fair.
I'm happy to only be two behind after that one, actually. And it would have been closer if... it'd be level if I'd not said AC Milan. But I didn't hear Tekka at the start properly. So I didn't... As in, I heard it, but I didn't spell it in my head. So I didn't picture the logo, so...
You'd still have only got 1 point for that, so you'd still be ahead.
We're going to go with an old favourite where you have to do an awful lot of work just to get 1 point, basically. It's a very simple. There's six here, and it's going to be higher or lower, okay, as we run through them. So there's five sets of numbers. You've got to go higher or lower, and whoever, if you get it right, if you're in the chair and you guess higher and it's higher, you stay in the chair. The idea is you need to stay in the chair till the very end to get the point. Now there's only five sets in each, but if you get to the last one and you get it wrong, other person gets a point. One of those fabulous rounds that's basically, from your point of view, all for nothing. It's just for my amusement. So we start, and we'll start with Seb this time, and the first number we're starting with is Thierry Henry's goals for the New York Red Bulls, which is 51, okay?
Mm-hmm.
51. Thierry Henry's goals for Barcelona, higher or lower than 51?
How long was he there? It feels like a trick question, like that you'd think it would be higher, so it's actually lower.
He didn't. I'll give you a clue. He didn't start very well at Barcelona, but he did finish very well.
I'm going to say lower.
Correct. 35.
Can I just point out that that was a question about football, and this podcast is not actually about football. It's about football culture.
We've got football questions coming up. We embrace it all. So, Seb, you're still in the chair.
Okay.
Mo Salah, his goals combined in the two spells for Roma. So he had a season, I think he had a season on loan, or certainly two-thirds of a season on loan, and then he moved there for a season. Higher or lower than 35?
Higher.
Dennis, you're in the chair. Oh. 34 goals he got there. 34.
I would have said higher as well.
Mo Salah's goals for Egypt, Dennis. Higher or lower than 34? He's got 61 caps.
I would say higher.
Correct. 41. So now, Dennis, you need to get this last one right to get the point. Okay? So the number's 41. Higher or lower? Bobby Zamora's goals for Fulham. Pressure, isn't it, Dennis, you see?
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly tense. I would say lower.
Correct. Dennis gets the point. 37. Weird that the greatest goal scorer of his generation only got 37 at Fulham, really, and the bulk of that was in one season.
He didn't receive sufficient love as he did on the South Coast.
Question number two, then. Now we're in the swing of it, and we start with Dennis this time, which is the wrong way round, as you'll see in a second. Dennis, the first number, Liverpool's number of FA Cup wins, which is, Seb?
He's put me on the spot. Is it six or seven?
Seven. Yeah. So we're starting with seven. Is that higher or lower, Dennis, than their number of League Cup wins?
I'd say just higher.
Correct. Eight League Cup wins. Is that higher or lower? You'll see what I mean about being the wrong way around now. Is that higher or lower than Arsenal's number of FA Cup wins?
Arsenal have won more FA Cups than Liverpool have won League Cups. That's the only way I can put that.
Correct. I was going to say, yeah, the phrasing of that, because on that last one it sounded like Dennis had got it wrong. Because you're asking if the first one is higher or lower than the next one, Dave.
It did sound like I got the first one wrong, to be fair.
Okay, so that's a point off for Seb.
right, Dennis, who started to point it out. I just picked it up and ran with it.
So, Arsenal's number of FA Cup wins is 13. And is that higher or lower, Dennis? Or, Charity Shield wins. Higher or lower than 13?
Arsenal's Charity Shield wins.
Yeah.
Does that include shared Charity Shields such as 1991?
I don't know. but I do have a definitive answer because the gap either higher or lower is bigger than two. So there is a definitive answer.
I think they've won more Charity Shields than FA Cups.
They have. They've won 15. This to take another point, Dennis. 15. Higher or lower than the total number of Sussex Senior Challenge Cup wins for Brighton and Hove Albion? First thing to ask yourself before you try and be clever and think, well, they're the only team there, is this a tournament that still exists? Higher or lower than 15?
I would say that Brighton's total is higher.
Incorrect. Seb gets the point.
Oh, I got a point for doing absolutely nothing.
Arsenal won the Charity Shield 15. Brighton have won the Sussex Senior Challenge Cup 14 times.
I did think Liverpool had only won 6 League Cups, so it's only fair Seb gets that.
So who are we starting with this time? It's Seb, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Lionel Messi's age, 32. That's your first number. Theo Walcott's age, higher or lower?
Lower.
Correct.
Because I know that 3-0 Walcott happened this year, or within the last year anyway.
Danny Rose, higher or lower than Theo Walcott's age?
Lower, surely.
By 6 months. Danny Rose is 29.
Right. Closer than you think, yeah.
Danny Rose is one of those players who perpetually feels like a youngster. Tom Heaton's age, higher or lower than Danny Rose at 29?
Higher. No, hang on. Yeah, no, higher.
Correct. 33.
4 years.
33.
I was about to stop myself and then heard you starting to say correct.
So Tom Heaton is 33. Higher or lower, we're going back to where we started, than Gerard Piqué's age.
I think it's close. I think it's very close. I think Gerard Piqué is younger.
Just. Gerard Piqué is 32.
Somehow 32 popped into my head, and I don't know why I thought that, because I don't know why I would have had cause to see Gerard Piqué's age in the last year, but there you go.
Again, Gerard Piqué is eternally a youngster.
Did Piqué and Messi play on the same underage team?
They must have done, yeah. Must have done. Before Man United came in and pinched Piqué.
And helped him to equal Desailly's achievement of European Cup or medals with different clubs in consecutive years.
Yeah, of course he did, yeah. Yeah. That good extra knowledge. I'm not giving you a point, Dennis.
I know.
I'm not giving you a point.
It's okay.
13 to Dennis, 12 to Seb. We start with Dennis, and I've got, don't worry, Dennis, when you hear the subject for this, higher or lower, number of England caps.
Ah.
Don't worry, trust me. We start with Harry Kane on 43. 41. Raheem Sterling, has he got more or less than Harry Kane's 41?
He surely has fewer.
Incorrect. He has more with 53. More 53 caps Raheem Sterling's got. That's incredible, isn't it, really?
How the fuck did that happen?
Because he was good when he was young and Harry Kane wasn't.
Seb, Danny Rose, higher or lower than Raheem Sterling's 53?
It's got to be lower. Surely.
It is, but quite significantly, 28, which I was quite surprised at, actually.
I don't recall noticing Danny Rose in an England team before 2018, to be honest. So,
28 is the number. Ross Barkley, England caps, higher or lower than 28?
Oh, I'm not sure he's had very many. I'm going to go lower again.
Incorrect, Dennis, you're in the chair. Ross Barkley has had 31 England caps. That's staggering, in my humble opinion.
I watch a lot fewer England games these days than you do, especially qualifiers. Especially pre-Southgate.
Yeah. Dennis, the number is 31. Marcus Rashford, higher or lower than 31 for the point?
I would guess lower.
Incorrect. Seb gets the point. Marcus Rashford has 34 England caps. All level. After that runaway Super Sorare success in the sponsors round, Seb, it's currently 13 all, with two more higher or lowers to go.
I presume one of them is Ireland caps.
Seb, we start with number of Ireland caps. Four.
Are these all going to be English-born players? Okay, they're not. Okay, James McLean.
James McLean, 69. Nice. 69. Is that higher or lower than Jeff Hendricks' total?
Lower.
What, Jeff Hendricks is lower?
No, James McLean is lower.
So you're going higher. It's complicated, this, aren't you?
No, I'm saying lower for... hang on.
Yeah, McLean's got 69.
Yeah.
So as Jeff Hendricks' number, more or less than 69?
I'm saying it's more.
Incorrect. Jeff Hendrick has 51. Dennis, you're in the chair.
Yeah, I kind of regret suggesting this as a topic now.
51. Ireland's best player, probably the greatest player of his generation, Shane Duffy, higher or lower than Hendrick's 51?
Lower, surely.
Correct, 30. Richard Keogh, higher or lower than Duffy's 30?
Lower again.
Correct, 26. Darren Randolph, higher or lower than Keogh's 26?
Is this for the point?
Yes.
I think surely he's higher by this stage.
Correct, 39. Dennis nudges one ahead.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, so we've done England, we've done Ireland. So I was trying to work out who to do for the last one. I didn't want to do Wales because there's a huge variance in most of their players. So I've picked, I'll warn you, you won't know this because I've just gone with, I basically went with a footballing backwater and I thought, you're not going to know, they're complete minnows, you've probably never heard of the players. Just a bit of fun for the last one. Okay, so, number of Scotland caps.
You telegraphed that punchline, but I don't care.
Oh my God, it's like Saint and Greaves' heyday.
Robert Snodgrass. We start with Robert Snodgrass. 27 caps he's got. Is that James Forrest? Is that higher or lower than Snodgrass's 27?
Oh, is it me, isn't it? Is it me?
Yes.
It is. No, yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah. No, it's not. It's Dennis because you started. Seb, you started the Ireland one, didn't you?
Damn it.
Okay, Forrest is higher, I think.
Yes, by 4. 31. So 31 is the number. Andy Robertson.
I knew it was going to be Andy Robertson.
I think. Is he captain now, Seb?
Yeah. They don't like him. You go on Twitter during a Scotland game and everyone says that it's just Virgil van Dijk making Andy Robertson look good.
Something tells me Robertson has less.
Incorrect. Seb, you're in the chair. Robertson has 32 to Forrest's 31.
Fuck's sake. So he nearly has less.
Yes. So the number is 32, Seb. David Marshall.
Lower.
Correct. He has 31. Final one for the point, Seb. And to draw level, Charlie Mulgrew, higher or lower than the 31 David Marshall got?
Higher.
Correct. 43. And let that be the last time we talk about Scotland. Right. We move on to round four with you both level pegging, okay? And we're going to do here some career paths, but I'm not going to give you them in order. So I may even leave a club or two out. You just need to think about it laterally and you'll be absolutely fine, trust me. The last club sort of gives it away, so I think we'll do like we did in the sponsors round, which is if you get in before I say and the last club is, then it'll be 2 points, 1 point thereafter. So, number one for Dennis, Preston, PSG, Real Madrid.
David Beckham.
Correct. Seb, I will give you 2 points if you get this, and you will understand why. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool.
Jamie Carragher.
Correct. Dennis, I'm going to give you these in order because I don't think you'll get this. But okay. We shall see. Leicester, Stoke, Nottingham Forest, Southampton, Derby, Plymouth, Wimbledon.
Peter Shilton.
Yes. What do you think was, what was his last club?
Leighton Orient.
Incorrect, it was the Brexit Party. number four, Seb. Tottenham Hotspur, Celtic, West Ham, Coventry, Wolves, Liverpool, Aston Villa, LA Galaxy, and the last one...
Robbie Keane?
Correct. I'm going to give you that.
It was the last one into.
Dennis, HFC Haarlem.
Ruud Gullit.
Feyenoord. Correct. That's a great shout. Tremendous shout. Pressure massively on here, Seb. Leeds. Oldham. Man United. And the last club, Wolves.
I've got a complete blank on this.
I know what, if it makes it feel any better.
It doesn't. I can't even come up with a guess. My mind's just completely gone blank.
Dennis.
Go on, Dennis.
Like myself with Bendon, a solid fullback on either side and with a great first name, it's Dennis Irwin.
It is. Dennis, Tolor Town.
Chris Waddle.
Correct. Jesus. This is incredible performance from Hurley here, Seb.
Did you have Worksop in your list there?
Yes, yeah. Newcastle, Tolor Town, Spurs, Marseille, Sheffield Wednesday, Falkirk, Bradford City, Sunderland, Burnley, Torquay, Worksop Town, Clapwell, Stockbridge Park, Steels and Hallam.
He just couldn't stop playing, could he?
No. This should be a tap-in, though, Seb. He says, hoping, for your sake. Argentinos Juniors. Boca. Sevilla.
Carlos Tevez?
No. Incorrect. Newell's Own Boys. Barcelona. And your last one, Seb, would have been Napoli.
Yeah,
El Diego.
Right.
Diego Maradona.
It wasn't Sevilla that made me think. It was actually the two Bocas, and that just... my brain was catching up.
Currently, we've got two left, just so you know. Currently, Seb, you are on 18 points, and Dennis is streaking away on 22.
Oh, dear.
Dennis, Bristol Rovers, Bath City, QPR... Fulham, Brighton, and your last club, Brighton.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He liked playing for clubs in blue and white, didn't he?
He did.
I'm just making conversation there while I try to think.
Making conversation while you Google it.
No, as we've established, my computer would slow everything up and the audio would go, so that's kind of hamstrung me that way.
I'm going to have to call time on it. Bristol, Bath City, some other clubs.
Rufus Brevet.
You what, sorry?
Rufus Brevet.
Incorrect. It's Bobby Zamora.
Oh,
you idiot.
I should have known. You never said West Ham.
Or Spurs.
I said I've been leaving the odd club out here and there. That's the whole point.
Because I mean, to be honest, when you said two Brightons and a QPR, I thought Zamora, but I was waiting for Spurs.
Seb, Everton, Derby, DC United,
Wayne Rooney.
Correct. Seb pulls it back. 22 playing 20 going into the final round.
Hello. Post-production Seb here. Just to advise you that what you're about to hear is a final round that was originally written and intended to be a quick-fire round. We started to do it in that form, but then it quickly became apparent that due to issues with Skype connectivity through the tunnel under the Irish Sea, that things weren't lining up timing-wise for us to be able to do it effectively. So we switched it to being an alternating questions round. And we would have not mentioned this and just covered up for the fact because we played on and pretended like we'd always intended it that way, except you'll hear that some of the questions are clearly far too easy to have been an alternating questions round and were obviously designed to be tackled in a quick-fire fashion. So if you're thinking these questions are ridiculously easy, that's why. Back over to the quiz where we've recorded this, blissfully unaware that you're going to have all of this explained to you.
Okay, round five. We're going to do a set of questions here, set of 30 questions. We're going to go one by one. But there are three sets of 10, as you'll find out, so you will answer five in each. And, unlike the other rounds, I'm going to throw it over if you don't get the answer, as it's the last round. Let's go mad. Let's go crazy. And the first set of 10, I'm going to give you the name of an autobiography of a footballer or manager, and you're going to try and guess who it is, okay? So, I'm going to start with you, Dennis, okay? Time on the grass.
Oh, it leads me to think it might be someone who's been in prison. So maybe Mark Ward?
Incorrect. Seb, any idea?
I've got no idea. I don't know if any footballers have ever been done for smoking weed. So I don't know.
No, it was actually Bobby Robson's first autobiography.
Yeah.
Sir Bobby Robson. Number two. Who do we start? We start with Dennis. It's over to you, Seb. My turn.
Who waited for ages before getting to be a manager? Joe Fagan.
Incorrect. Dennis, any idea?
Was my turn, was that not Beckham?
No, incorrect. It was Johan Cruyff. And I think that's a pretty good name, actually. Some of these are more obvious than others. I will just warn you. Mr. Unbelievable, Dennis.
Oh, Chris Kamara, surely.
Correct. Seb, Tackles Like a Ferret, which is a book I have on the shelf.
Oh, does that mean it's a Brighton player?
No. I think I was given it, to be fair, a long time ago.
Ray Parler.
Incorrect. Dennis, any idea? Tackles Like a Ferret.
If it's a Brighton player, I'm just going to guess Steve Foster.
Incorrect. It was Paul Parker. Dennis, Stillness and Speed.
Dennis Bergkamp.
Correct. Seb, El Diego.
I mean, it's probably a trick question, so it's not Maradona, but Maradona.
Correct. I told you some of the names are in there, trust me. Dennis, I am Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Okay, and what's the question?
What you might be hearing here, listeners, is a consequence of the fact that this was going to be a quick fire round before Skype didn't work properly.
Yes, so we can't. So who do you think that's by, Dennis? I am Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Any ideas?
I think Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Seb, even Heskey scored.
I mean, it's probably Emil Heskey, but it could be Michael Owen.
No, you were right, it's Heskey. Dennis, and this is a little sly office reference, always managing.
Oh, I don't know, someone like Dave Bassett?
Incorrect. Seb, any idea?
Mike Bassett?
Incorrect. Harry Redknapp.
Harry Redknapp hasn't written an autobiography.
If you look at Harry Redknapp books, I think you'll find he's technically written about four. Final one for this block of 10 for Seb, isn't
yeah.
it? Mr. Wright.
Mark Bright. No, Ian Wright.
Correct. 1 point in it. No, sorry, 2 points in it. Dennis, you've got 25. Seb, you've got 23. This does play into Dennis's hands on the face of it, but it's not too bad, trust me. It's not as bad as it sounds on the surface of things, Seb, trust me. But this 10 is all about squad numbers, okay? We're going to start here with... I'm going to mix this round and you'll know why.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Dennis. No, in fact, I tell you what, I'm going to start with Seb.
That's all right. I'm happy to have an excuse.
Seb, Paul Gascoigne at Italia 90. What number was he?
19.
Correct. Dennis.
Yeah.
Paul McGrath at Italia 90. What number was he?
7.
Yes, which is a disgrace.
God, I would never have guessed that.
He was playing midfield, though, to be fair.
Trent Alexander-Arnold this season, Seb?
At Liverpool or for England?
Liverpool.
66.
Disgrace. Dennis, the best central defender in the Premier League, Daniel Byrne at Brighton and Hove Albion?
17.
No, there was a link to the previous answer. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Oh,
hang on. You're supposed to be able to.
Yeah,
throw
sorry,
over.
Seb. Sorry, Seb.
67.
No, incorrect. Trent was 66. Dan Byrne is 33.
Yeah.
Seb.
Yeah.
Dennis Bergkamp at Euro 96.
96. I was immediately picturing World Cup 98. 96. Eight.
Incorrect. Dennis?
10.
Correct.
50-50 shot between 8 and 10.
Dennis will get this, unfortunately. Ray Houghton at USA 94.
8.
Correct.
Yeah.
Roy Keane in 1999 for Manchester United, Seb.
16.
Correct. Great shout. Dennis, Jamie Carragher's number in the Champions League final in 2005.
23.
Correct. Great shout. Seb, who is Arsenal's current number 14?
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Correct. Dennis, who is Liverpool's current number 14?
Captain, leader, legend, Jordan Henderson.
Correct. That's that block of 10 down. We're finishing here with nicknames, okay? So some of these are fairly straightforward. Some of them not quite as straightforward, shall we say. So... scores on the doors are Dennis, you have 30, Seb, you have 27.
Oh.
We'll start with Dennis this time. Dennis, number one, Bantams.
As in the club, I was expecting
yes.
a player nickname. Bradford City.
Correct. Seb, the Potters.
Stoke City.
Correct. Dennis, the Daggers.
Dagenham and Redbridge?
Correct. Seb, the Canaries?
Norwich City.
Dennis, the Tangerines?
Blackpool.
Mm-hmm. I've got to give it, but I would also have accepted and would have expected more Dundee United, who forever will be the Tangerines as far as I'm concerned. Seb, Los Blancos.
Real Madrid.
Dennis, the old lady.
Juventus.
Correct. Seb, the pensioners.
Chelsea.
Dennis, the Rovers.
Blackburn.
Incorrect. The answer is Melchester.
Seb, Melchester. Correct. And 10, Seb, the Addicts.
Charlton Athletic.
Correct. So, unfortunately, Seb, couldn't turn it round at the end. Unbelievably, though, after five rounds of competition, you're separated by a single point. Dennis, you finish on
34.
Dennis
is Man City.
Yeah, you finish on 34, and Seb's Liverpool finish on 33. Eternal disappointment, Seb.
Yeah, I'm used to it by now. It's all right, I'm just going to beat him in the European version instead.
So, that was a quiz. As I said, we've done a couple of filler eps because we've been a little bit all over the place. We know that we've got some back-to-the-normal format stuff coming up for you. Seb, you can find us on Twitter at...
BTTL Podcast.
And Dennis, excitingly, we are now also on Instagram, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, and it is at Beyond the Touchline Pod.
And we will be putting up lots of our tat on there. From we've got everything from Pro Set cards to there'll be lots of Ryder Rovers on there to basically most of the stuff I've got sat on the shelf behind me. So yeah, exciting stuff. So thank you for listening. Thank you, Dennis, and congratulations on your win.
Thank you, David. Thank you for compiling the quiz. Thanks, Seb, for pushing me and making me such a great champion.
And Seb, well, you're a loser, mate. You're a loser.
I am, yes. To make me feel better, everyone go out and buy the Roy the Rovers 65th anniversary special, available now in newsagents and bookshops, in which I have written about some of the stuff that we've talked about quite a lot on this podcast and on Twitter and such like.
I've heard true fans are hanging on for the hardcover, Seb. Right, excellent. We'll see you soon. See you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.